New Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers made headlines Tuesday night during his State of the State address, saying he was directing Attorney General Josh Call to withdraw from the federal multi-state lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act. Wednesday, the state's nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau said Evers could not make such a demand, and Governor Evers changed his tune, saying he didn't order the Attorney General to withdraw from the suit after all. WUWM's Latoya Dennis has the story.
The Democratic governor got some of the loudest and longest applause during the State of the State speech when he said he'd ensure Wisconsin pulled out of the ACA lawsuit. In particular, he referred to the coverage for pre-existing conditions guaranteed under the Affordable Care Act.
I've said all along that I believe the best way to maintain protections for health care here in Wisconsin is to stop trying to dismantle those protections at the federal level.
It was a bold move for the governor because it flew in the face of the Republican-backed bill lawmakers debated the same day to ensure health care coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss expressed frustration with Democrats for not going along with the Republican plan.
Trying to score political points constantly on the first day of the session, rather than saying, how can we work together? Let's figure out a way to pass pre-existing protections. They look for the most divisive thing they could find, and that is the broken, unaffordable Obamacare, to focus all of their energy in the first minutes of the debate.
But what really made Evers' State of the State speech announcement stand out was the power to decide whether to pull out of the Affordable Care Act lawsuit lies with the state's GOP-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The change was part of the lame duck legislative bills Republican lawmakers approved last month to limit Evers' powers. People who watched the State of the State speech wondered whether Evers was threatening to break the law by ordering the Attorney General to withdraw. Yesterday, Evers walked back his comments. His spokeswoman said, Evers, quote, has not directed the Attorney General to take any specific course of action. But does it really matter whether Wisconsin continues fighting the Affordable Care Act? UW-Milwaukee Professor Emeritus Mordecai Lee says no.
If we're talking about whether Wisconsin is going to be the 20th state that's supporting the repeal of Obamacare, or if only 19 states will be left as friends of the court, I think we should assume that this is relatively symbolic.
In other words, Lee says the legal challenge would go on, even if Evers were somehow able to find a way to pull Wisconsin from the lawsuit. Lee says Evers' desire to pull out of the lawsuit is more about taking a stand than having a real impact. By the way, the Republican measure to protect coverage for people with pre-existing conditions was approved in the Assembly Tuesday and now heads to the state Senate. If approved there, the bill will head to Governor Evers' desk. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.